Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, the site of Game 4 of the World Series. A very special live Evan and Tiki broadcasting with you all the way until 7:25 in the pregame show as the New York Yankees are going to try to keep their season alive. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because throughout a long-ass baseball season, and it is a long-ass season, Teague.
Yes, it is, especially a long postseason, doing 5.5-hour shows and watching. Who's this guy out here again?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Michael Kopech.
Yes. Grounding the field and rubbing it in that the Dodgers are up 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
Makes you want to go down there and, like,
punch him in the face?
Have some words with him. But the problem is he's built like an offensive tackle, so I want nothing to do with him.
And he also has a zero ERA, or close to a zero ERA till last night. But all year long, when the Yankees had their good moments and their bad moments, there's that little devil inside of you who says, yeah, but come October, will they hit?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always there. And I always find it annoying because you can't hit in October when it's May. You can't hit in October when it's July. But despite the Yankees leading the American League by a lot in runs scored, it wasn't even close. This was always in the back of your mind. That come October, when it matters the most, it's going to be a replay of 2022. It's going to be a replay of the ALCS of 2017. It's going to be a replay of the Division Series of 2018. Whatever example you want to give, in the back of your mind, you worried about it. And as we sit here today, and the Yankees are going to try to avoid a full-fledged debacle, Tiki, it's the same crap in a different year with different pieces.
Yeah.
They don't hit in October.
I mean, it's too hard to try to dissect every single player and wonder why every player in critical moments and heightened moments and important moments aren't performing. And so what we talked about yesterday, I can't help but go back because that's an overarching theme that persisted throughout the season, and now it's rearing its ugly head right here in October and in the World Series. And that is this sense of, we're going to be all right. We don't have to play urgent. We're a better team than everybody. We'll be fine. We can flip the switch when it matters most. But the problem is, it is really, really hard to flip the switch. There's maybe one person in the history of sport that can do it. His name is Michael Jordan, right? Whatever the circumstances, he was sick, he was tired, he was whatever, he could flip the switch and be dominant in moments that mattered the most. This Yankee team can't do that. And so I can't help but keep blaming Aaron Boone for creating this sense of calm and we'll be okay and why are you worried? Don't get mad. And you never heard any emotion or urgency or yelling or screaming or get your ass in order or I'm sitting you down if you don't perform. And I played sport at a high level for a long time. You can't just flip the switch.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that we're sitting here at Yankee Stadium behind home plate. It is gorgeous. It should be an unbelievable atmosphere. But I guarantee you, just like yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, it's going to be dead as hell in here. Why? Because nobody has belief.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that this thing can happen. And it might start in the clubhouse. That's the biggest problem with this Yankee team is they don't have an urgency. And it frustrates you because they think they can turn it on. And it doesn't work that way in sport. It doesn't work that way in life. Especially not in sports in a high leverage positions where the Dodgers and their stars are playing like they're supposed to. The Yankees and their stars are not.
Yeah.
Period.
No, and I think you're right. And like, you go back to last night. I understand that when Freddie Freeman takes a 1-2 fastball and deposits it in the right field seats, it feels like a punch in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, you're down 2-0.
Right.
It's not the end of the world.
Right. Hey, we'll worry about it in the ninth inning. We'll score in the ninth inning.
What the hell is that? But that's, to me, where this game was lost. This game was lost in the bottom of the first inning. You mentioned Aaron Boone and the lack of urgency over the course of a regular season. It's a fair point. To me, it's about Aaron Judge. And I hate to kill this guy too much because he's an all-time great player. We all watch him during the regular season and we're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Best player I've ever seen. Best season I've ever seen. All of those things may be true. But last night, I want to take you back to the at-bat. This is the at-bat where just as an IBO, I'm just the guy here. Luckily, my emotion has been detached, right? I'm sitting there after Freddie Freeman hits the home run, and my reaction is, they just have to respond. This game isn't over. This series isn't over. They have to respond. And Gleyber Torres, to his credit, got on base,
yep,
which he's been doing all postseason. And Juan Soto hit one deep to left field. Teoscar Hernandez made a nice play, whatever. It happens. Aaron Judge came to the plate, and I turned to my wife, who couldn't give two craps about what's going on in this World Series. And I said, Aaron Judge needs to hit a home run right now. And she said, well, that seems a little unreasonable. I mean, you're asking a guy to hit a home run. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally. Aaron Judge is a great all-time player. Aaron Judge is going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Aaron Judge, more than anybody else, needs to get a pitch from a Walker Buehler, who, I'm sorry, ain't that good. This isn't 3 years ago.
Well, his last two starts he has been.
Yeah, well, maybe his opponents have something to do with it.
That's a good point.
Aaron Judge needed to park one over the Jersey Mike sign. And when he struck out, the air in this building, the air of belief that I think any Yankee fan had, it was dead. So I get your point about the manager and setting the tone during the season. Touche! But to me, the best player needs to perform. And when you go back to 2019 or 2022, you pick your year. And Sean, you were pissed that I brought up 2022 on Friday.
Yep.
Because what you said, and you were right, you said, hey, the whole lineup's different. And he's right. Half the lineup is different. Jazz Chisholm wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto wasn't here. I get it. But you know who is here?
Yep.
Aaron Judge is here. And until this changes with him, it feels like we're watching the same movie we watched 2 years ago and 5 years ago. And even though to quote Joe Beningo, you could change the players, you could change the lineup, you could even change the manager if you want to go back between 17 to the changes beyond after that from Girardi to Boone. Here's the constant. Here's the thing that doesn't change. This slugger needs to show up. And I've defended him at every turn because he's a great player. And what I have learned in sport is if you give a great player enough time, they're going to show you they're great. I got to be honest with you. And I think I speak for a lot of Yankee fans when I say this. I'm tired of waiting. It's game four of the World Series.
And you don't even necessarily care. You're not even a fan, but look, you just want to see greatness.
I'm being an IBO right now.
And by the way, that's one of the things I do. I can get rid of fandom for a minute.
Yeah.
I want to see greatness.
Sure.
And I don't mind greatness. Like, watching Freddie Freeman, I'm like, that dude is great.
And
man,
he's hurt.
He's hurt, but he's hit five consecutive home runs in games and going back to, you know, last time they were in the World Series. It's unbelievable.
We use the word great a lot with athletes, and it's true. Aaron Judge is a great player. He's not an immortal player. And I think that's what this World Series has showed me and changed me. Look, whether it's hearing the stories from my dad, your dad, about Thurman Munson, whether it's seeing Derek Jeter, whether it's seeing Mark freaking Messier in 94, Tiki, you're an athlete, you've been around. When teams are down and they're facing resiliency, you turn towards your leaders, your captains, to follow the charge. And right now, the Yankees captain that was given to him because he was a homegrown player that hit a lot of home runs and got a high-paid contract is not acting like a captain where the team should follow their lead.
Well, he's not performing, and here's what's crazy.
He doesn't even look emotional out there.
Well, I don't want to kill him for the way he looks or the way it's perceived. I think he cares. I just think he's not performing, and he got here. You know, forget about who they beat, because I think that's a bunch of crap, and I'm so sick of hearing about who they beat. It doesn't matter who they beat. They're in the World Series. So ask yourself, how'd they get here? And don't give me this answer while they beat bad teams. They beat the best teams that they were forced to face in the American League. You think the Orioles were so good? They got beat by the Royals, and the Yankees took care of them. You think the Astros are so good? Well, guess what? The Tigers took care of them, and then Cleveland took care of them. Aaron Judge got here because his teammates stepped up and carried his carcass to the World Series.
Can't do that for three rounds.
And so when you get to the World Series, this was the moment, this is the time where the best player in the sport needs to perform. And look, I don't have an answer. None of us have answers on the why. Is he pressing? Why is he chasing? Are they facing him differently? I don't know what's going on in his mind. All I know is when we sit here, and the series isn't over, even if it feels over. But if you want to define why they're down 3-0, if you want to define why this feels like deja vu, to me it starts and it ends with the best player on the planet doing crap in the World Series.
Yeah, and I hate that for Aaron Judge. We love Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
We want to champion Aaron Judge. We want him to be our hero, our sports hero. And he's been given many opportunities to do so in the postseason, and it's the same result over and over and over and over again. And so at what point do you just stop trusting him? And, I mean, honestly, they got this far, and it wasn't they weren't trusting Aaron Judge, but everybody else was doing their part.
Right.
Juan Soto was doing his part, and Glaber was, and obviously the bullpen for a large part was. The rotation to an extent, they were. The one guy who was not was Aaron Judge. And when you – it just hurts you to say that because you say it and you just – like you want to like, yeah, but this is going on. Yeah, but he's got this going on. You can't.
No more excuses.
You can't. There's none left.
And you know what makes it really tough, Teague? Baseball's a long season, but we enjoy greatness, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge has put together two of the greatest seasons we've ever seen. And I feel like if he does that again, we're all going to watch it.
Nobody cares about the regular seasons anymore with him.
No, but
we really don't. You can't.
He could be 80 next year. I wouldn't care.
Right, because it doesn't matter.
No, you're right. That's the point. Like, I think we're going to roll our eyes.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Judge is going to have another MVP season, and we're all going to say, okay, great, what'd you do in October? And what sucks for him is that next June, you can't perform in October.
No,
it's
no.
June, right? There's nothing you can do, but he's missing this opportunity. And here's the other thing I'm pissed off at Aaron Judge about. He made my guy John Sterling struggle last night.
Why?
And I defend John Sterling completely. You want to know why?
I didn't hear it.
Because we are desperate, whether you're a Yankee fan or you're an IBO, to watch Aaron Judge break out. So when Aaron Judge comes to the plate in the fourth inning and he swings at the first pitch, we were all John Sterling. Take a listen.
And the breaking ball, there it goes. Deep left center field, and Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, did I get fooled on that? What with that swing and the ball majestically going to left field, Susan, I actually thought it was going to be out, and it wasn't close.
Let's see where there was a high cutter, and he really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat. And you know, maybe I'm looking to see if the flags pull that. No, flags blowing in a little bit.
You know what that is? Mm-hmm. That's not John making a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. That's us all willing Aaron Judge to doing something that right now he can't do. Because honestly, I'm not playing this to mock my guy John. I thought the same thing. I'm sitting there at home watching the game, and off the swing, I got out of my chair. I did an all rise. I rose up and said, there you go. Some bitch is finally going to do something. Welcome to the World Series. And it went nowhere. And it went nowhere not because we're all idiots. It went nowhere not because we were all fooled. It went nowhere because we are all waiting for this man, this great player, this great human being, this great ambassador to the sport. We're all waiting to watch him perform his greatness. And I'm afraid, Tiki, we're going to be waiting all winter long, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
And this is the common denominator between 2022 and 2024 and 2019 and 2017. You could change everything else. They fall flat on their face offensively, and the constant is that the leader of the falling flat on your face is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's hard to look anywhere else.
Remember when Loogie cautioned everybody not to make vacation plans in October and we listened?
Yes.
Hope you didn't. Save your time off, save your money, make your vacation plans for Tampa in March, because that's the next time you're going to see Aaron Judge do anything worth a damn.
So you've given up.
I haven't given up on the Yankees. I've given up on Aaron Judge.
Well, but aren't they almost connected?
They should be. They should be. But maybe shame on me for still believing in this NY on the hat and this logo and Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton, that this team isn't going to go out like a bunch of stiffs tonight. Shame on me for believing that, but I do believe that. I believe they're going to fight tonight. I've lost belief in Aaron Judge, and I don't know how you get it back.
Yeah, that's a hard one, too, because, look, he's not going to be booed when he gets introduced, but he's going to be booed when he strikes out.
You're not sitting with me tonight.
No. He's a great. He creates one of the hardest fan emotions, and I can think of in a long time, because he's here for his career. He's going to be a lifelong Yankee. We know this. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's going to win MVP.
Oh, we don't hate
him. Another one. You don't hate him at all, but you just want him to be the star. You want him to be. I don't know. You want him to be the hero, and he's not. And I don't want to say, I mean, is it unfair to put it all on one guy? Well, yeah, but that's kind of what you thrive and live for. It's what you want. And I bet Aaron Judge wants to be the hero. He just can't right now.
But you're saying something that's, I think, channeling Yankee fan irritation. Sure, we want him to be the hero. But you also don't have to be the hero. Not everything has to be sit back and hope Aaron Judge hits a three-run homer.
I'm not even talking about hitting a three-run homer.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about, you know, he hit 300.
Right, exactly. Right. Just be a solid contact hitter. Like, he's not even doing that.
It's not like
well, that's the problem.
Hit 210 and hit 58 home runs. Right. He hit 300.
Right.
Three plus.
He is 1-for-12 with 7 strikeouts in the World Series. He's hitting 083. He's slugging 083. This on the heels of an ALCS in which he hit 167. This on the heels of a division series where he hit 154. This on the heels of an ALCS in 2022 defined by a pathetic offensive performance and the embarrassment of a sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros in which he hit 063. And Yankee fans, I want you to understand something, and maybe you take this as confidence. Maybe you take this as things can change. Alex Rodriguez got a lot of crap for the way he performed in October.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Rodriguez should make you blush for the performance of Aaron Judge over the last few years. My point is, Judge has been far worse for far longer. The weird thing about Alex was that he was a good postseason player with the Seattle Mariners. You may not have cared about it,
right. But
it was true. What you also may not have cared about is when he began his Yankee postseason career in 2004 against Minnesota and the first three games against Boston, he was also really good. You saw he had it in him. And then the collapse of 04, 05, 06, 07. It was bad. And then what happened? In 2009, he carried a team to a championship. And to this day, and it's so unfair,
that's
but
why
it's
there's
true.
A banner in our studio.
Right. You're right.
I miss him so
much. But to this day, there are still Yankee fans that when they think of Alex, think of him as coming up small in October.
No.
When the reality is, he dwarfs what Aaron Judge has done. Oh. It's not even on the same planet. And I know Aaron's loved. We all want to love him. It's not like we're out here trying to hate the guy, but they need him. You look at the lack of offensive production, not just in this series, but the two previous series. The 2022 ALCS, which I don't know about you. I say this as an IBO. I can't get that series out of my head, Teak, because I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, it feels like it's the same thing. The difference is it was everybody in that ALCS. In this World Series, not everybody's been terrible.
Yeah. Mostly everybody, though.
This is worse than the ALCS of 2 years ago.
It is, because it's obviously the World Series.
And that was the Astros, and you didn't have the expectations. This is a lineup with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton with better pitching, with a bullpen we like.
With Kluber playing great in postseason.
It's the World freaking Series, and you could go down with a sweep tonight. This is worse than getting swept by the Astros 2 years ago with Judge being silent.
We'll get to your calls next, Yankee fans. 888-808-1019. We are live from Yankee Stadium. Giant fans, we got a lot to talk about that game last night as well. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we address all of everything that came out of that Giant game between Brian Daboll, benching Tay Banks, throwing Daniel Jones under the bus, and the Giants. This is what annoyed me as an IFO. They got laughed at on national television, and that is something I'm used to as a football fan, and it doesn't go down nicely. We'll get to the Giants coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll, of course, get you set for Game 4 of the World Series. Is this the Yankees' final stand? Will they extend this series? Will they begin something that we'll never forget? Or does this go into the dustpan of history as just another October disappointment?
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
We are live at Yankee Stadium. It'll start filling up in a couple of hours. 5 o'clock is when the gates open for Game 4 of the World Series. We'll be here all day long. So yesterday, I went home after our show. The Giants were playing Monday Night Football. I needed to watch Darius Garland cook the Knicks in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. It was very important. Now, I'm staying tonight. If there's a Game 5, I'll stay tomorrow. But I had a thought as I was leaving last night that I could not get out of my head. So I'm leaving Yankee Stadium. And there are tons of people trying to get in. Tons of people. Made me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
How many people were trying to get in only 35 minutes before first pitch? And all I could think about was, oh, my God, I wouldn't want to be one of these people. Like, yeah, I'm going to the World Series, but what time am I going to get in? The security lines, I'm freaking out. So I get home, and when Freddie Freeman and Yankee fans welcome, you know what I mean by welcome?
Yeah, we're in the club now.
I can't stand his face either, okay?
He does have an ugly face.
I mean, he's a wonderful human being. He's a great guy. He's got an amazing story. Please don't read about him because you'll fall in love with him. But as a baseball player, oh, my God, I just get the ugh, thinking about Freddie Freeman. So Yankee fans, simpatico, right?
Yes. I appreciate the greatness.
No, he's wonderful.
I do, too.
Why do you got to kill? Why you got to kill the vibe, Teak?
Because he just... He could have been a Yankee.
Yeah. He could have been.
I'd rather pay him than Aaron Judge.
Or Rizzo.
No, that's true. He could have been. You're right. I remember screaming about that on the radio.
Yep.
But when Freddie hit the home run, all I could think about was, how about the poor guy and gal who still hasn't sat down? They're still waiting to get in.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that.
And then you sit down and you literally watch an entire baseball game in which you're playing from behind and basically saw the entire offense of the game.
Right. That was the offense. That was the exciting moment of the game. Well, not exciting because it was mostly Yankee fans here, but you know what I mean.
Bad excitement.
Yes. It was the negative excitement moment of the game, and it happened right away.
It's all I could think about because I know the ticket prices. I know how expensive they are. And I also know that if you were late to this game, like it's
But I almost blame like the fans, you got to get here early.
Okay, you're right and you're wrong. Like, I agree. I'm an early freak.
It was chaotic when we left yesterday.
I totally agree with you. But there's a chance, and I guarantee we'll hear from this guy or gal today, they're going to say, Tiki, I left my house at 2:30. I hit a lot of traffic. I couldn't get parking. And then circumstance led to them being outside at 7:45.
2:30. Yeah, where do you think they live? Cleveland?
Jersey. Westchester!
You're getting here if you leave by 2:30.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You guys are taking it for granted. Sometimes it takes a very long time to get here. But that's all I could think about. This poor person spent $1,700 a ticket. They're waiting outside. They finally sit down. They put their butt on a seat. And they're like, it's 2:00. What the hell happened? So if that was you, I just want to say that while Tiki and Sean have no compassion for you,
no, get here early.
I do.
Get here early.
That's right.
I wonder if Bobby Flay made it in.
I told Evan this story before the game.
Yeah, I heard you ran into Bobby Flay, Tiki.
Me and Sean are racing to the garage because we want to get home for the Giants game.
I understand.
Race to the garage. I'm like, that looks like Bobby Flay. I'm like, Bobby!
Yeah. In the middle of the old Yankee Stadium park, there's three people, me, Tiki Barber, and Bobby Flay.
And then
they showed him on the double screen.
He got TV time.
I love that.
Bobby Flay and Craig Carton got TV time during the Yankee game last night.
That's amazing. I love Bobby. I used to see him all the time at the Today Show when I used to work over there.
Tremendous.
He's a good dude.
Tremendous.
Dude.
And I'm glad you guys got to catch up on the field of the old Yankee Stadium.
And I hope he made it in before first.
I bet you he did, man. I don't unless he had some kind of real special VIP security.
He might have.
He's Bobby Flay. He's got an elevator.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Max calling from Muncie. Get it? What's up, Max?
What's up, Max? I want to change my name, but that's a different story. Let me be honest with you. I do not have the dollars to go to the game. And I spent all my, you know, I went deep inside my savings. I took my son to the game, and this is something that I could. It was above my means. And besides the fact, I was on the way to the game. I went and I got a speeding ticket. I was like, oh no, I already know where this is going.
Yeah.
Then I come to before I sit down, it was 2:0. I was like, why can't good things just happen in New York? I'm like, at this point, like, to be honest with you, today I'm doing nothing. I called in sick. I'm just like. Because I feel like we just have nothing in this series even yet to cheer about. But if you look at it from a different aspect, I feel like, on one hand, like, we're just outmatched. Like, just, Evan, if you think about it, just on paper, like, look how many superstars they have. I feel like I'm watching an all-star game, but, like, I wish there's just something that we could cheer about. As New Yorkers,
Max, we have superstars as well. They're just not performing.
Yeah.
Or not consistently performing, because I can't say that Juan Soto's not. I can't say that Giancarlo Stanton is not. It's just not consistent enough.
Yeah, I think you hit on it, Tiki. I do not buy for a second. And I know that this could end in a sweep, and it's easy to say, well, the Dodgers were far better.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
This is not a paper champion, and then they just they did it on the field as well. That's not this year.
Look,
especially for a club in the Dodgers, they're gonna have to bullpen it today.
Yeah.
Right? And if they shut down they got no hit for half this game, the Yankees did.
Right.
Now obviously they got on base a couple of times.
Got that prediction right.
You were close. You were close, but the Dodgers are simply doing what they're supposed to do at this stage, whereas the Yankees are not.
And, you know, it's funny. The superstars are easy. Like you even mentioned, Freddie Freeman could have been a New York Yankee.
Yeah.
Let's actually go with someone else who should be or could be a New York Yankee. It was actually rumored to be Tommy Edman.
Tommy Edman was a rumored trade target at the deadline. Now, could you imagine, especially with the way he performed in the National League Championship Series, winning the MVP, the way he's even performed in this World Series? He's a very versatile player. He's playing shortstop for the Dodgers. Yep. He could play anywhere. Could play the outfield. Could play the infield. So I think it's guys like that have made the biggest difference. Because Shohei Ohtani, talk about another prediction I may be right about. I predicted before this World Series, Ohtani shockingly only going to have two hits.
Yep.
He only has one.
Yeah.
I may be on my way to that victory.
Right.
He has not killed this team yet.
And if he gets a hit today and they win, it's over. You're right.
I never said four games. I didn't get specific about the amount of games. I feel bad for our last caller. I do. I feel bad that, A, he's Max and Muncy. That feels like a terrible situation considering you're facing that guy.
Can't change your name, but you can move.
You can. You can, but it's only temporary because, you know, you'll forget about Max Muncy in a couple of days.
Unless he's a Yankee next year.
That's true. And by the way, it wouldn't be the worst fit in the world.
Right.
But I feel bad that going to a World Series game is really, really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Very expensive. And you spend it because you never know if it's going to happen again. You spend it because you want to look into your kid's eyes and say, I took you to a World Series game. And to be delivered that slop last night, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you that you should get your money back because that's not how it works. But I do feel bad that you invested and got that.
Because we've been talking about this all week leading up to this game. Actually, all last week leading up to this game, how expensive the ticket is, what the get-in price was. And if you're going to spend money on good seats, how much that's setting you back. And then to get a game that's just not memorable. At least not positively memorable. There's nothing good you're going to take away from this game and say, oh, wow, I was glad I was there for that. Right? There's nothing. And so I feel for the fan. I really do.
This is why.
Some of them I don't feel for because they have plenty of money to sit down tight and, you know, they can come to any game. It's just a rounding error. But there's a lot of people that's not the case.
I agree. Like, so for example, I don't feel bad for Sean Morash because today he's going to be in a seat, but it's a company seat. So he didn't spend a freaking dime.
Don't
so if
out.
He suffers, it's like,
it's okay.
It's okay.
All right. Still my first ever World Series game I'm going
to
sit through.
By the way, we have two tickets for today's game, and I want you to know this, Tiki, because I didn't get a chance to tell you this off air.
Yeah.
It is your seat.
No,
I will mosey around.
No, it's all good.
Until you leave, because I know you're going to leave early.
Right. You're good.
No, you're not going to stay for the first few innings?
You can have it.
To the Eagles and Jaguars, Tiki. Go.
I already told you I'm tired of baseball, especially with the way this Yankee team is playing.
Well, it's been lifeless. I will advise this to a Yankee fan, and if you don't have the money to throw around, just ignore what I'm about to say. The prices for tonight's game, as you can imagine, have cratered.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I use the word crater very liberally because it's still really expensive. It's just not nearly as expensive as it was a few days ago. But here's why, if you have the money, and you've never been to a World Series game, you should take up SeatGeek on the offer of buying tickets and going. Let me explain it. Number one, if the Yankees win, you saw them win a World Series game.
Yes.
You may also see the beginning of a historic comeback. But even if it isn't the beginning of a historic comeback, you saw the Yankees win a World Series game.
True.
If the Yankees lose, while it's embarrassing and you'll be angry and it's pathetic, you'll also get to see something that Sean Morash has never seen. A team win a championship.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
and sweep fashion.
Right. And it's not good. I'm not saying it's good.
And Shohei Ohtani win his first championship in Major League Baseball.
Right.
The NL MVP. I mean, I'm just talking about appreciating history.
You will see baseball history, is Tiki's point, and he's not wrong.
But do you stay for the celebration? Would you tonight?
This is very personal for me, so I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm trying to be a good soldier right now. Well, how do you think I feel about the Dodgers right now?
You don't like them.
Okay, so what the hell do you think I'm going to do?
knowing you as the base boy, score every game. You'll score Brewers Royals on a Friday night.
Okay.
You're not going to stay.
I'm a loser.
Hey, Sean, did I stay when the Royals celebrated a championship at Citi Field?
They beat your team. Neither of these are your team.
I understand that. But I honestly don't want to see anybody celebrate unless it's my own team. And one thing I've learned, I think I'm going to be like 10 feet underground when that finally happens. I think I'm going to be dead when one of my teams.
10 feet.
Hey, I know. Where are you getting buried?
Oh, is that more than normal?
Yeah,
six,
it's like
bro.
Six.
Oh, I need the extra 4 feet just in case.
Five
I'm not...
and a half if your wife goes first.
Let's go to David in Brooklyn. What's going on, David?
Well, I just wanted to talk about first-time caller. I'm calling in reference to you guys that left, you know, they had to do what you had to do, and you left early, and you saw that massive crowd out there.
Yeah.
I'm a ticket taker at the stadium. And let me tell you, we can get in that crowd with no problem. We've put on from 40 to 49 ticket takers. I average more than 1,000 tickets every night at Gate 6.
Well, so why was it so crazy last night, David?
It's always like that.
But you're saying it moves quickly? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
The gates were already open.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't understand. When we went out at 7, whatever it was, 7:30 after our show was over, the gates had been open for a while.
Yeah, and look, I'm sure you do a great job taking tickets. When I came to opening day earlier this year, it did not take me 5 minutes to get in.
Yeah.
it took me 45 minutes.
I guess there are people at the bars.
Yeah, they love hanging.
Yeah, that must be what it is. They're hanging at the bars around, but... instead of coming in and spending the extra, whatever it is, $20 a drink.
Yeah, but also, just go to the bleacher entrance. You're going to get in a lot quicker.
Is that advice you're giving to people who come in tonight?
Now somebody's screaming at the car saying, don't tell a bunch of people to do that.
Is that like a secret
entrance? But everybody
entrance?
Just crashes the Grand Hall
and
thinks that's the only way in.
Yeah. I just know my experience coming here, and 98% of the time I come here with tickets. Today we're doing a show here. We have a press credential. It's very special.
Yeah,
but for the most part, when I take tickets... to come here, it takes forever to get in, and that's why I come to these games so massively early, because as Loogie likes to make fun of me about, I don't want to miss the first pitch, even though there's a second pitch, and there's a 12th pitch, and there's a 15th pitch. Well, guess what, Loogie? If you missed the first 7 pitches last night, you missed Freddie Freeman hitting one into the seats.
I'm a loser.
So, I'm a leave early kind of guy. Not leave early. That's Tiki.
Loogie would say, to heck with the Freeman homer, you miss the girls doing belly shots at Stan.
Well, no, what I was going to say is the scene in Billy's and Stan's was a hell of a lot better than the scene in Yankee Stadium. I would have just stayed there all night. Waiting online to get in Yankee Stadium.
Like, yeah, I'll get there in a second. I think you probably stayed at Billy's and Stan's.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Being
or you wanted to save a few $1,000, you may have just stayed there.
Right.
Let's go to Nick in Tom's River. How you doing today, Nick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Firstly, I can afford to buy those tickets. I don't go. I sit home. I watch the game. Same reason why I don't go to Giant games. The comfort of my living room with my TV.
I get you.
You know, my beer. But I want
to
touch base.
Make a lot of money.
Stop bragging, Nick. Just kidding.
So, with this thing with Judge, I mean, the way Parcells used to say, you are what your record is. His body of work in the playoffs. This is who he is, and there's no other way. There's no other way to change it.
Yeah, we know that, Nick. But why do you think it is? Why is it this way?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think, firstly, I think the quality of the pitching that he sees in the playoffs is probably better than what he's seeing day in day out during the regular season.
Very true.
That's the first thing. I played a little baseball in my time. Know a little bit about it. In the middle of August when they're playing, you know, some bottom feeder team.
But Nick, it's an interesting point that I'll never forget this, Tiki. In 2017, when Aaron Judge won Rookie of the Year and he burst onto the scene, there was a huge meaningless debate about who the MVP was.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Altuve versus Aaron Judge. And
most
of the numbers, forget about the cheating for a second.
Right.
Because at the time, we didn't know this. Aaron Judge had him beaten every stat.
Yes.
And I got really into the weeds arguing this because I'm a big Altuve guy. Sure. I've always admitted that. And one of the things I discovered that season, was Aaron Judge was a bully. Aaron Judge was bullying crappy pitching. And then if you look deeper at just that season, he didn't actually fare that well.
against really good pitching, while Jose Altuve did.
Has that held true for the rest of his career? That's a lot of data to go through. But.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I want to be fair about that. And I've tried to look because...
I'm just trying to even think anecdotally some of the good pitchers that they've faced this year and how he performed. I don't remember him taking... You know, great advantage of some of the great pitchers this season.
But in general, Tiki, how many great hitters beat up great pitchers?
Yeah, it's true.
You probably don't. I mean, other than Tony Gwynn, who's got 350 averages against everybody.
Right.
It's not a common thing.
Yeah, you build your house on the small guys, on the little dudes.
But you know what? Here's why I think it's a really interesting thing to look at during the offseason. Not going to do it today. See, that's something I can see you get into. You're like, I'm sick of baseball, but you know what? I'll dive into that.
Right.
Here's the thing that I don't fully buy. When you look at this postseason against Cleveland, against Kansas City, and even the Dodgers, and I want to say this as respectfully as I can. Any of these guys great?
No.
I mean, come on.
Walker Buehler, in theory, is, but he's had Tommy John surgery twice.
Right.
Right, and Flaherty, as much as I love his story, after Tracy showed me, my wife showed me his backstory, he's been average.
He's average. All these guys are.
And so, no, you're right. There hasn't been an ace.
It's not like Aaron Judge is getting shut down by Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux. So I think it's a really interesting point to try to bring up because you always try to examine the why.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron Judge has played 56 postseason games. He has a 196 average and a 733 OPS.
Yeah.
Now tell me why.
Well, that's hard. I mean, that's the hard thing. And even those that know, we had Harold Reynolds on here yesterday. I mean, he's only speculating. You can only speculate. Nobody actually knows the why. And that's what makes it frustrating to try to evaluate with one of the great stars in Major League Baseball. It's the why. We know what is happening. We know what he should be doing, but why he's not able to do it, that's much harder to say.
Like, I think A-Rod's very relevant to this because of the fact that he went through a massive postseason slump.
And came out the other side.
But he came out the other side. But here's the other thing, Tiki. He didn't really struggle as long as we think.
Yeah.
Okay, it was four postseason series. It was the back half of the ALCS in 04. Wasn't even the entire series. Because when they went up 3-0, he was fine.
Yeah.
Okay? So back half of the ALCS, and then one round in 5, 6, and 7. That's it.
Yeah.
So it was 3.5 postseason rounds where he struggled, and Yankee fans were done with him. And then, like you said, he came out the other side. Aaron Judge has had three postseason series this year in which he struggled. And if you want to go back further, the ALCS in 2022, that's a fourth. The 2022 division series, he wasn't terrible. He had 2 home runs in 5 games, but overall wasn't awesome. And then you want to go back before that, the 2020 divisional series he didn't hit. The ALCS against the Astros in 19 he didn't hit. Like, this extends a lot further than what Alex was dealing with.
Yeah, it sucks for him because we're going to evaluate him not on his regular seasons, but what he did, how he made us forget about that regular season by how bad his postseasons were.
You're right. Fair or not, it's just the reality.
Yep.
Let's go to Pat in Weston, Connecticut. How you doing today, Pat?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call here.
What's up, man?
I went to a lot of games back in the old stadium in 77. You know, World Series wasn't always this expensive. I was a kid. I went in 77, 78, 81, you know. But that old stadium had an energy that I just think they ruined in this new stadium. You know, last night I'm sitting there, and I made a point of looking at the moat. And by the fourth inning, that moat was almost empty. You had a couple of old guys sitting there that looked like they were the heads of the mafia families in New York with their arms crossed over their chest. And then the only reason they moved was the guy who went and got their coffee for them handed it to them. I mean, there's no excitement around the back of the dugout.
Pat, great there. You're right and you're wrong in the same breath, in my opinion. You're right that going to a baseball game is far different than it was 30 years ago because there are cooler places in a stadium.
Yep.
There are more things to do. You mentioned the seats around home plate. Yes, I remember sitting right behind the seat, behind home plate at Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium. There was nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great seat, but that was it.
There
was no candy wall. But that's also not a bad thing. Like, a stadium being a better experience isn't a bad thing. And as far as the energy in the ballpark, while I agree it may never match the old Yankee Stadium, just like City may never match Shea Stadium, let's not lose sight that this building has rocked. It's rocked before.
Yeah.
When Didi Gregorius hit that home run against Minnesota in 2017, I was here that day. It rocked. When the players and the team give this stadium and give these fans a reason to go nuts, while it may not be 1995, fine. It still rocks. It still moves. It still has a soul. And I think sometimes this becomes like this kind of lazy, let's just blame the stadium. In 2009, Yankee Stadium rocked, and trust me, they had a candy wall.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It rocked when Matsui homered, and it's kind of refreshing being able to sit here, rock, sing Seven Nations Army, and not worry about concrete literally falling on you like it started to do.
Look, it's a better stadium, not just because the concrete's not falling on your head.
And it's an homage to the old one. You look around, it looks like Yankee Stadium.
Let's not blame the stadium, okay? Let's blame the fact that people who dropped thousands of dollars a ticket to sit at a World Series game were down 2-0 before they could get comfortable.
Right.
And then when Aaron Judge came up in the bottom of the first inning, and trust me, a lot of people had the same thought I had, which is, he better hit a home run.
Yeah.
He better, this is the swing, this is the moment that not only turns this series, but turns Aaron Judge. And he struck out. And you could feel the deflation. You could feel it. And you could feel it in the fourth inning, too.
Yeah.
When Luis Rojas made that horrible decision to send Giancarlo Stanton.
Right.
That was a horrible decision.
Is Luis Rojas aware Stanton can't run?
All right. That comes back to that conversation we had a week ago. When should you tell Giancarlo Stanton to give it all? That was not the moment.
Right. No, it wasn't the moment when he hasn't even touched third base and the ball is already in Teoscar Hernandez's glove.
And they're down 3 runs, not 1 run, where you're trying to tie the game.
I get that you need to push the envelope, and I'm all for that. But if you look at where Giancarlo was when Teoscar fielded that ball, that was one of the dumbest sends I've ever seen. It was an all-time bad send by old friend Luis Rojas.
Was it an inside job? Is that what this was? Was this a Mets inside job, Evan?
If it was an inside job, he did quite the job to the Mets.
Wow. Set you up for success, Evan.
Yeah, sure did. Let's go to Andrew in Massapequa. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
What's happening now? I just wanted to say, as Yankees fans today, obviously we're disgusted, we're embarrassed, but everyone's going to boon. You know, we need to hold these players responsible, the guys that are making $40 million a year. Judge, he's getting chewed up with a fastball down the middle from a mediocre pitcher. Stanton, he's running around the bases like a chicken. Once Fat Joe came in the mound, we knew it was over. That fat slob.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I didn't love the Fat Joe performance. I don't know why, and I'm not anti-Fat Joe, but like Ice Cube, I thought was electrifying.
Well,
Fat Joe was just like, what's going on here?
You got to know Fat Joe, otherwise you don't know. And whereas Ice Cube, he has an anthem for a generation.
Yeah.
And so you just know it. You don't even have to have been an Ice Cube fan. You know that song.
Yeah, but I like that Fat Joe came up with Yankee-centric new lyrics to the songs.
Yeah, right.
I just think
I got 100 runs, 100 hits.
He's out there on the mound, too.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, and maybe you're right about, you know, my own ignorance, that I know Ice Cube more than I know Fat Joe. That's why, if he was available,
dude,
it needed to be Jay-Z. Just like 2009 when he performed right before Game 2 of the World Series.
But
like, that would have jacked me up.
He made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can.
Yeah.
So we can't come back because of that great line?
Also, you only know Ice Cube because he runs a basketball.
That's not true. I've seen him in movies.
He's in kiddie movies. Exactly. That's why.
Exactly.
Family movies.
Yeah, Tommy, I know because
you don't
a
know from NWA. Let's put it that way.
No, you don't.
I do not. I've heard about. I saw the movie though.
Yeah,
they actually made a movie about.
Straight Out of Compton.
Straight Out of Compton. Great movie, by the way. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
True story.
True story. Yes. Yeah. Calls coming up 888-808-1019. Plus, our last caller says, "Don't blame the manager." Okay, fine, but. Does the manager owe their fans trying something tonight in desperation? We address what that desperation could be. Plus, we will get to the New York Football Giants and their loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers last night and everything that went along with that. Evan and Tiki live from Yankee Stadium.